using the TREC lease addenda. Addendum regarding residential leases. Working with residential leases. If paragraph 4, option A, of the contract is selected, the agent will attach the addendum regarding residential leases to the contract. This addendum offers the buyer and seller two options. One option is for the seller to terminate any existing leases by closing. The other option is for the buyer to assume any existing leases. Section breakdown for residential lease addendum. Select each tab to learn more about the paragraphs or sections in the addendum regarding residential leases. Paragraph A, termination of residential leases. Bullet, if a buyer wants to purchase the property and move in immediately, they will choose this option. Bullet, option A, requires the seller to terminate all residential leases attached to the property. Bullet. In some cases, the seller may have to terminate a tenant's lease and evict the tenant if the tenant does not want to leave. Bullet. The seller must review the existing lease agreement to verify the right to terminate the tenant's lease. Bullet. The agent may not offer the seller legal advice regarding lease agreements. Bullet. The seller may need to consult with an attorney regarding the right to terminate. Bullet. Since paragraph A requires the seller to terminate all residential leases and the property must be vacant according to paragraph 10, possession of the 1-4 family residential contract, resale, the buyer must have an attorney to draft language if they want to retain certain leases and terminate others partial termination and partial assumption of residential leases. Example, a buyer is purchasing a 4-unit complex that is fully rented and occupied. The buyer wants to keep 3 of the existing leases in place and terminate 1 so they can occupy the unit. In that case, the buyer should have an attorney draft the language or use more than one addendum regarding residential leases. Just checking the box for paragraph A will not terminate the lease. The seller must review the lease agreement and/or consult an attorney to determine their right to terminate a tenant's existing lease. Paragraph B, assignment and assumption of residential leases. Bullet, select this option if the buyer is purchasing the property with all existing leases. Bullet, suppose the buyer wants to assume the existing leases, for example, an investor purchasing an income property. Bullet. In that case, the seller must deliver all existing residential leases to the buyer. Bullet. In addition to the lease agreements, the seller must provide any addenda, amendments, and move-in condition forms if applicable. Bullet. The buyer must have all documentation concerning the lease agreements for a full review. Paragraph B1. Bullet. If the buyer has already received copies of the leases, check option B1A, bullet. If the buyer has not yet received copies of the leases, check option B1B, bullet. The seller has 3 days after the effective date of the contract to deliver the copies to the buyer. Bullet. If the buyer is not pleased with the lease agreements, they have the right to terminate the contract within a specified number of days and retain the earnest money. Paragraph B2. Bullet. The seller will transfer all tenant security deposits to the buyer at closing. Bullet. The buyer must notify the tenant, in writing, that they now own the property and is responsible for all security deposits. Bullet. The buyer must specify the exact amount of the security deposit in the written statement. Bullet. The onus is on the buyer to inform the tenant of the change in ownership that originates from Texas Property Code, Section 92.105. Paragraph B3. To the seller's knowledge, A through G are correct. Bullet B3, A through G are broad statements meant to inform the buyer of the status of the property. Bullet. If any of these statements are incorrect, the agent will explain in the blanks provided. Bulleting example. If B3C is incorrect and a tenant has prepaid his rent, the agent will write tenant has prepaid rent in the blanks in this section. Bullet. There is nothing to explain if all statements concerning the property are factual. Paragraph B4. Bullet. If any of the statements become false after the effective date of the contract, for example, a dispute arises between the tenant and the seller, then the seller must notify the buyer of the nature of the dispute as soon as possible. Bullet. The seller then has 7 days after notifying the buyer to cure the condition. Bullet. What if the seller does not cure the condition within 7 days? Bullet. In that case, the buyer may terminate the contract within 5 days after the 7-day period to cure expires by delivering the notice to terminate to the seller. Bullet. Please note. If the buyer does not provide the notice to terminate to the seller within the 5-day window, they lose the right to terminate the contract. Bullet. The buyer and seller can extend the closing date as needed for time to provide notices. Utilizing multiple addenda for separate addresses. It is also possible to use 4 of the addendum regarding residential leases with separate addresses in the concerning property at blank. For example, a buyer is purchasing a duplex at 1234 Main Street. The buyer wants to assume the residential lease for Unit A and terminate the lease for Unit B so they can occupy it. 1. The agent could attach the addendum regarding residential leases concerning Unit A. Concerning the property at 1234 Main Street, Unit A, Anytown, Texas, zip code 77777. The agent would check option B because the seller wants to assume the lease for that unit. 2. The agent could attach another addendum regarding residential leases concerning Unit B. Concerning the property at 1234 Main Street, Unit B, Anytown, Texas, zip code 77777. The agent would check option A because the seller wants to terminate the lease for that unit so they can occupy it. The party should consult an attorney to eliminate any possible confusion regarding existing residential leases attached to a property. Real estate license holders must not give the parties legal advice. Addendum regarding fixture leases. Working with fixture leases. The Broker Lawyer Committee drafted the addendum regarding fixture leases to inform the buyer of fixture leases affecting the property. This addendum merely discloses the fact that there are fixture leases affecting the property. The buyer and seller should thoroughly investigate the fixture leases and negotiate with the party that owns the fixtures. Fixture leases come into play when a homeowner does not own fixtures attached to the property. These fixtures are often costly items the seller leases from a third party. The third party owns the fixtures and has a lease agreement with the homeowner that affords them certain rights as the fixture owner. A common example of a fixture lease affecting a residential property is a solar panel lease. Since solar panels are expensive, homeowners often lease them from a solar company rather than pay $15,000 to $20,000 to purchase and install them. The addendum regarding fixture leases offers the buyer and seller 2 options regarding the assignment or assumption of fixture leases. Section breakdown for fixture lease. Addendum. Paragraph A. Leased fixtures. Paragraph A informs the buyer of the leased fixtures on the property. Select from the fixtures listed, solar panels, propane tanks, water softeners, or security systems, or choose the last box and write in the specific leased fixture. Paragraph 1. Bullet. The buyer will assume the fixture leases at closing. Bullet. The buyer may write in a fixture lease they will not assume. Bullet. This option is relevant if the seller has multiple fixture leases, such as leases for a security system and solar panels. Bullet. The buyer and seller will pay any fees and sign any paperwork. The owner of the fixtures, the lessor, requires for the assignment or assumption of the fixture lease. Bullet. The agent will enter the dollar amount the buyer will pay toward the cost of assumption or assignment. Bullet. The seller is responsible for the remainder of any fees. Paragraph 2. Bullet. If the buyer does not want to assume any of the fixture leases from the seller may opt to remove or not to remove the fixtures. Bullet. If the seller opts to remove a fixture, they must repair any damage caused removing the fixtures. Bullet. Sometimes a fixture lease may contain a provision prohibiting the homeowner from removing the fixture, granting the right of removal to the fixture owner, the lessor only. Bullet. According to the fixture lease, the lessor will retain rights to any fixtures remaining on the property. Paragraph B. Delivery of fixture leases. Bullet to paragraph B requires the seller to deliver copies of all fixture leases to the buyer for review. Bullet select option B1 if the buyer has already received a copy of the fixture leases. Bullet select option B2 if the buyer has not received a copy of the fixture leases they have agreed to assume. Bullet the seller must give the buyer a copy of any fixture leases within 5 days after the effective date of the contract. Bullet. If the seller provides copies of the fixture leases within the 5-day window and after review, the buyer decides to back out, the buyer may terminate the contract within 7 days after receiving the fixture leases from the seller without forfeiting the earnest money. Paragraph C. Third-party lines and security interests. Bullet. Paragraph C addresses any liens and security interests a third party, owner of the leased fixture, may have against the property. Bullet. Example. A homeowner leases solar panels from a solar company. The solar company places a lien against the property as a security measure to ensure that the homeowner pays the agreed-upon fee. Bullet. The lien would remain on the property until the balance is paid in full. Bullet. At closing, there should be no liens or security interests against the property except for those for fixture leases, the buyer will assume. Notice. Bullet. The notice at the bottom of the form is important. Bullet. The buyer and seller should review any fixture leases and consult with the lessor and/or an attorney to determine the necessary steps to assign, assume, or terminate the fixture lease. Bullet, keep in mind that the buyer may have to pass a credit check to assume the fixture lease. Bullet, buyers must understand what they are signing up for when purchasing a property with leased fixtures. Bullet. The buyer must review the fixture lease and consult with an attorney regarding the lease agreement's terms. Bullet. Buyers who do not want to purchase property with leased fixtures should either walk away from the deal or request that the seller pay off the remaining balance on the lease or provide some other form of compensation.